And here we go. Let's see how long it takes.
Log Talk Radio.
There we go.
Not bad at all. I clocked that one at 3 seconds.
Yeah, see, that one was fine. It's the one that's like 8 second delay, and you and I was like, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Like,
longest pause of our lives. Welcome to Geekcast Radio. I'm Justin Bissonnette. I'm joined by Evan Jalesko. And we're going to talk some X-Men tonight, Evan.
Yes, we are. We're going to talk some Blue Beetle and Booster Gold, who just before this, Biss and I were discussing about how we're actually historians exclusively on Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. So we'll dive into a couple-hour discussion about that. But, you know, we'll knock out some of the small stuff out of the way quick.
Yeah.
And,
there's some other cool stuff going on in the TV land of things.
Yep.
So I guess we'll kind of start there and we'll work our way into X-Men and we'll finish up with some Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. Sound good?
It's not really really a superhero thing, but Muppets started up yesterday. And I watched it tonight. I Skype watched it with my girlfriend and it was really funny. Like, it gave me a feel of the old Muppet Show, because I watched that a lot as a kid. And then, like, I say recently, like maybe a year or 2 years ago, watched it all over again when it came back out on DVD. And there's so much adult humor that I miss in it. And with today's standards, like, and, you know, they can just kind of get away with it as opposed to, like, being cheeky about it or, you know, aloof about it in the old days. And I really enjoyed it. My DVR is set for it every week, and I cannot wait. Like, the on-screen drama is fun. Like, the office bits are fun. When I say office bits, I mean, like, you know, where they do the camera cutaway, where they just interview the one person and then cut back. That's fun. I don't know, man. I'm really digging it. It's just the first episode. I can't wait for more. I won't spoil anything, but yeah, definitely get on Hulu.
What channel is it on?
ABC. So Sam the Eagle says, "God bless the American what does he say? It's like, God bless America. Yeah, and it's amazing broadcasting system. Sam the Eagle.
And something that is very very superheroes related and geek related is that Heroes is making its comeback next week.
Yes, Heroes Reborn. I think it's actually tomorrow, dude.
Okay, tomorrow it is. You can see how on top of the ball I am with this stuff. So
yeah, Heroes, the show that launched the career.
You still there? All right,
it was really promising.
There we go.
You're losing it?
Yeah, I got you now, though.
Okay. As I was saying, there's only one season of Heroes. Like, it seemed really promising, but they just never followed up on a second or third or fourth season. Real sad stuff, man, really.
Yeah. that's a good way to put it.
The fourth season was pretty much damage control, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't... Like,
yeah.
2 and 3 was like, what the fuck are you thinking? And 4, the Carnival kind of brought it, kind of, I don't know. If 4 cleaned a lot of things up, it still hadn't, you know, was just pretty much like, oh, shit, we're sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, call a spade here. It was kind of a show before its time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some people could look at Heroes and its success is like maybe a small spark in the hero genre. Like, oh, shit, this did really well. You know, let's see how, you know, X-Men will do. I think X-Men has already come out, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
It was kind of a way of doing X-Men without doing X-Men, you know.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah. And that isn't odd, because in no way did we mean for that to segue into our next segment. But, although I did see, like, the trailer for Heroes is apparently Claire is dead. Like, the cheerleader dies, and we're in an alternate timeline Heroes.
Oh, are they doing an alternate timeline for it?
I mean, that was every season's fucking, you know, thing. But, like,
yeah.
from the teaser, it shows, like, yeah, like, it's an alternate timeline. Like, Claire died, so now they find out what happened when you couldn't save the cheerleader. You couldn't save the world. Nope. Makes me wonder if they got Zachary Quinto back to be Siler. Still my favorite Zachary Quinto role. Although I hear he does really well in American Horror Story, but I'm not a big horror guy, so.
I could never really get into American Horror Story. And, I couldn't pinpoint why. I have no real issue with the horror genre, but it's just, I don't know. It's very droning, sort of.
Fair enough. I did like the idea that, like, every season, like, kind of like American Horror Story was kind of what Heroes was supposed to be. Like, each season of Heroes was supposed to focus on different people with different powers. But after the season one success, they're like, fuck that. Everybody's back.
We got our
and
guy.
New people.
Yeah.
But, like, American Horror Story is like, no, no, no. Every season's a new thing. And, like, I dig it, man. Like, I can, I mean, I don't watch it, but, like, I can support that idea.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much cooler seeing, like, a set of new characters and then, like, say, Hero pops in or HRG pops in with the, I think it was the Haitian, his partner at the time. And then it was Clyde, the invisible guy. I don't know. I was sad they didn't really do more with the Bureau of Anti-Mutants. Or whatever they were called, actually. I don't remember, but...
Yeah, but...
like they were just kind of like season one, and then season two, they were like, yeah, we're kind of done with this now.
And that was kind of the issue with it later on, so...
Yeah.
But it is Wednesday, sorry not to cut you off.
No.
I guess, before we jump into X-Men, I guess, since it is Wednesday, what have you been reading, and what are you looking forward to, type deal?
I haven't gotten anything. The three books I have, Ghost Racers, Spider-Gwen, Mockingbird, I think, yeah, those are my three. I have Hawkeye on there, but Hawkeye isn't coming out yet. I'm waiting until the end of the month to pick them all up, so I'll probably just, like, do, like, month-end reviews of what I've read.
Cool, yeah. I'm sitting on Agent Carter, Nick Fury, Volume 1, and Captain America White, which is all basically same timeline.
Nice.
I have not really been feeling a World War II type vibe lately. And then I also picked up the next edition of the X-Men Days of Future Past. I'm going to give that another try.
Nice.
Try to get back into that. So, which then transitions us into X-Men. I guess we can start with feelings and thoughts on X-Men. Is it called X-Men Apocalypse? Is that the title of it?
I think it is. Before we do that, like, that's my big complaint. Like, both you and I have separate Marvel Unlimited accounts. We both have it. It's not a case of one sharing it with the other. We both have it. But my problem is, like, it's 6 months behind, so it's like all these new books coming out, like, I want to read, but it's like, I don't want to, you know, waste my money. So if they were just, like, 3 months behind instead of six, I would probably read some of these books and be like, yep, this is going on my pull list now. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks because it's like, I'm sure, because after reading the comics you loaned me at Inspire, like, I fucking ate them right up. I was like, I'll take my time with these, and I started reading Master Kung Fu. Read through all three books right away because it was good.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm a weird guy where, like, I want to, like, if I'm going to get into a series and it's restarting or whatever, I need to start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, and if I'm
going to
read physical,
if
it's going to be a physical thing, I'm either going to wait for the trade paperbacks like I did with Hawkeye, or I'm going to do the single issues, which is what I'm doing with Spider-Gwen now, Mockingbird, Ghost Racers, you know? So it's like, and the longer, like, 6 months from now when what we're reading hits, like, I'm not going to be able to find it, so I'll have to make a choice whether or not I want to pay, like, you know, $50 to $75 for a paperback of, like, 8 issues, or try and track down all the singles for, like, 2 to 3. And it's like, come on, Marvel, like, step your game up here.
Yeah. And like I've been waiting to come across that Jessica Jones collection, the Alias. Still sitting there. Like, because like without if I have like a trade like that that collects like 10 separate issues, or even if it's like 8 separate issues, I will burn through that sucker, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm gonna try to finish that sucker in one sitting, you know? So,
or like I'll try and space it out between two nights, but like consecutive nights, like Friday, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And like it drives me nuts too. For Christmas, I want to say I've got the Inhumanity trade, which is basically a random collection of stuff, but it's loosely connected. And like that drives me nuts too when it's a trade and it kind of jumps around. Like I might do one single shot here, you know. So
yeah, like the Spider-Man like omnibook or Spider-Verse storyline I was telling you with the hardcover I got. Like it's like that.
Yeah.
Like it's the straight Spider-Verse, but it's like it'll give you like annotations, like please see issue of whatever. But then once you finish the main story, it gives you all the issues, which I think I paid like $75 for it, and it's totally worth it. But it's like, don't do that. Just be like Spider-Verse 1, 2, 3. Please see Spider-Woman, instead of putting Spider-Woman at the end, just put it right there, because that's all chronological
right
order to me. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. But, yeah. I mean, that's a minor nitpick, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What grinds our gears segment here. But, yeah.
Yeah. What swivels our hips if you wheel.
There you go.
All right, we can go back to X-Men now, because X-Men 96 is still going strong for you, though?
Yeah, I'm 3 into it. The last one was X-Force 92, so
nice.
Which was pretty cool. It fit. It still holds. It reminds me of that place and time, which is pretty cool.
Does everybody have just unlimited amounts of pouches on their fucking shit?
No, they should. Yeah, most of them do. Yeah, because you have the old the old Cyclops uniform. And
Jim Lee.
Yep.
You and your strange love of pouches. Yeah, well.
So.
That's a
rabbit hole in and of itself, so we'll avoid that one.
Yeah.
So, but I guess the best place to start here is with X-Men Apocalypse, and then we'll kind of go from there. I guess the pictures are out of, I guess that's Apocalypse.
Of Ivan Ooze? Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Like, have you seen, like, it's a little meme, and it's how are cosplayers able to do this on a budget? It's like cosplayers budget, like, you know, $200. And it shows, like, a perfect Apocalypse guy. And then it's like, you know, studios, budget, you know, like millions. And it shows fucking Ivan Ooze there. But and it's like, come on, guys, like, he's not purple. Like, if you're going to do that, at least make him blue, because he's blue. He's gray and blue. Like, that's his color.
Yeah.
He's gray and blue. He's not purple and blue.
Yeah.
I didn't hear blue with a color, but the studios found it and made it one.
It's in there.
Oh, my God.
And I've seen other pictures where he is completely blue, so maybe it's a transition into that, which is still...
Oh, really?
Ideal,
I haven't seen that. I've only seen Ivan Ooze. Yeah. Like, if like, Ivan Ooze is just, like, a larva form, and his final form is, like, fully fucking Apocalypse, then fucking right on. Like, you know, like, as much shit as I talk about Amazing Spider-Man 1 costume, the fact that they made it a proto-costume, they kind of retconned it in Spider-Man 2. They were just like, nope, here's the Spider-Man costume. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I can dig a proto-costume for a movie or so. But, like, I have to know that the real costume is coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I guess, like, we'll start with the entire series, because that's where a lot of my issues are rooted. But the biggest thing that bothers me about the Fox X-Men series is that you really don't get a ton of depth in the characters. Like, you get focus on Wolverine or Professor X, but you don't, like, Like, Days of Future Past, everyone kind of raves over. But it really bothers me that, like, in the scene in the future where all the X-Men are getting killed, you have no connection to those characters.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
Dying. And you're just like, eh, I mean, that sucks. Blink looked cool. But, like, yeah, there was no...
Like, even like, Bishop, like, if you have any connection to Bishop dying, it's because of a cartoon that aired in fucking 1994. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I got you. It's like the character.
It's kind
even
of
Colossus
like,
there is kind of whatever because they never really built up Colossus. Although apparently in Deadpool, he's going to be a bigger role.
And like Colossus is such a deep, like, cool character too. Like it got me thinking too. Like Jean Grey in the cartoon is such like a warm and caring character. But in the movie, she was very cold, you know? Which,
yeah.
I kind of get that, but, like, she's cold because of how caring she is, you know? Like, she's cold because she can literally feel everyone's fucking emotion. So, like,
yeah,
it's not that she's a cold character. It's that, like, that's her reaction to it. And I feel like that was kind of lost in the first trilogy.
Yeah. I think a lot of the characters, like, not even minor nuances, but, like, character traits were kind of lost. Like, Scott being, like, an eager beaver to please Xavier was kind of touched upon, but not really. Like, early Scott Summers was like, yeah, he was a soldier, man. Like, he was like, yes, sir, Xavier, yes, sir, done. Never questioned him, never went off on his own. It was always, like, that's where the contrast between him and Wolverine came in. But in the movies, Scott was kind of like... Yeah, I mean, that's cool, Xavier.
Well, and I think they touched on that, but the only reason that they touched on it was to have conflict with him and Wolverine, so there was no real basis for it. It was just going to happen. And, like, that's the great, like, smoke and mirrors of it. Like, if you love the X-Men and, like, you've fucking read that shit and watched every cartoon, like, you kind of give them a pass on that because it's already built
you
in
know.
Your mind, you know? Yeah.
Yeah,
but, like, if you're brand new to it, you have no idea, you know?
Yep. That's why I think a lot of people tout the second X-Men as the best one, like, out of the trilogy, because the character work they did with Nightcrawler, I don't think it's been matched by any other character they've got, like, in any of the trilogies. Days of Future Past, First Class, like, they did with Nightcrawler was fucking, you know... He's a religious man. He's so religious, he carved all that shit into him. Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe the closest they came was, like, Xavier and Magneto combined in First Class, but, like, that was their origin story. Like, they were the focus.
Yeah.
Where in the next two, Nightcrawler really isn't the focus. Well, he is and he isn't the focus, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, that's the big part of it, like, that, that I think, like, by reading, like, the X-Men 92 has reminded me of, is just the feeling of that cartoon, too, like, how heavy it was, and, like, how much they focused on, like, Jubilee basically being, like, cast out of her home, and, like, how, like, it was a kid's cartoon, but how heavy that was, you know?
And just,
like,
I still don't even have the Jubilee figure finished.
You're like everyday your everyday people reacting to the mutants kind of has been lost, you know? Like it's kind of touched the same way as like a Godzilla movie or something, you know? Like when they're fighting in the street, everyone's fleeing, but there's not like they don't build that like deep rooted like hatred of mutants. So that's like I guess I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself here, but I think what's kind of cool and what they're kind of onto is, like, I think this Apocalypse movie is going to be another kind of sci-fi time-traveling type movie. So once they're done, they can basically start over from scratch, you know.
I disagree. I think this is the start over from scratch movie. That's kind of what Days of Future Past kind of made. So I think this is their start over movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and that this has been called like the finale of the trilogy too, which is kind of weird to me, because really? First Class and Days of Future Past don't really feel like a volume
part
one
and part two.
Yeah, they kind of feel like standalones. So
yeah,
it would be kind of cool if this is indeed like the restart, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think it's a good idea to restart it, like. And either go with, like, the young X-Men and you get some young actors. Because they tease that at the end of First Class with, like, James Marsden
yeah.
being back and Samantha Emerson, however you say her name. But it'd be cool. Like, so, like, we were going to talk about spinoffs, too. And, like, my idea for, like, my big idea for a big franchise spinoff is Wolverine and the X-Men. Where, like,
yeah.
Wolverine teaches his own school. And, like, you can retcon it so that, like, you know, Xavier doesn't die, Cyclops doesn't turn on, like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole big thing.
Yeah.
And you can just, like, you know, Wolverine goes to, like, fucking California, and they're like, well, I'm not going to keep shipping mutants over to New York. I'll start my own school, you know?
Yeah.
And speaking of which, like, I read Astonishing X-Men. It was super confusing, where the original X-Men are in the present. But then the X-Men, there's two sets of X-Men from the future, but one's actually the Brotherhood. Dude, it was so confusing. I was like, this is not, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Whoever wrote this, it's super convoluted.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do this?
Is that part of, that had to be part of that Battle of the Atom story that they had going on.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get off topic, but.
Yeah.
I read that at Barnes & Noble's, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
We can jump into that story. I would tear that storyline to pieces, because that's actually what killed all new X-Men for me. I think I have 5 or 6 issues past that, and I haven't touched them just because that ruined it for me, basically.
It just made it toxic for you?
Yeah, it's just thank God we're through it, but fuck. You know.
Yeah, but like then now we have to deal with the aftermath. Like, ugh, like it was just a whole like everyone acting out of character. Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, because like the big thing was like, well, Kitty was like, why didn't you listen to me, Logan? It's like, well, Logan would listen to Kitty Pryde. If Kitty Pryde was like, I don't trust these people, Logan would be like, fuck you guys, then I trust Kitty over, you know, you cocksuckers. But he was like, Kitty, calm down. I think we should trust the fucking future X-Men.
So
and that's just the prime example that it was the catalyst. Like, after that, everything else is just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Although I did enjoy, like, Future Colossus with his porn stash and Ileana Thor. That was cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, we'll get back to it.
I was going to jump into, like, crazy... fucking old man Logan Hulk style beast and as the future beast too.
Yeah.
So
we'll get in. Let's like, who do you think his horsemen are gonna be? I think they've been announced, but I don't remember. I think Psylocke is one of them.
Yeah, it looks like Psylocke's involved. It looks like Storm may be one of them.
Hmm.
And I think Angel's in the movie, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So.
So that's three possible.
Yeah, I forget four.
Wow.
I don't think that all four can be X-Men, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
so I don't know.
Who's to say Psylocke ends up being an X-Men, but, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know. I mean, you know. Either way, like, I don't know. It's like, I give it hope. It's like, okay, I'm going to give an unpopular opinion. I didn't think Days of Future Past was that great. Like,
yep.
They gave you the magical MacGuffin of Quicksilver, like, in the middle of this movie for no reason. And then they're like, hey, person who solved all our problems super easily, why don't you just stay here? Like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I liked Quicksilver. Like, the Quicksilver scenes were fun, but they had no place. Because you just gave us this magical MacGuffin guy, and he solved all your problems, and now he's just like, stay here, like, we don't need your super speed. And it's like, no, no, you kind of do. Like, that was, like, I appreciated Age of Ultron Quicksilver so much more after watching Days of Future Past. Like, the power sets were pretty much the same. It's just the way they were done so different. Like,
yeah.
Oh. Anyway, but, like, that, like, I don't know. There were, like, a lot of things that I didn't particularly care for. But, like, I just didn't think it was, I didn't think First Class was that great. It was good. It was better than X3. But, like, you know, what's not going to be? Like, they gave us two shows back to back. X3 and then Wolverine Origins. And then the latest Wolverine was all right.
It was
cool. You hated it?
I hated it. I hated mechanized fucking Silver Samurai. I hated that there was the swerve on who Silver Samurai should have been and who it ended up being.
Fair enough. They affectionately gave you the what a lot of people in Marvel are calling the Mandarin syndrome.
Yeah.
Which I'm more accepting of the Mandarin situation than I am of the Silver Samurai. I didn't really want to say that I didn't outright like it because I feel like I'm the guy in the show who's like Amazing Spider-Man was so good. I'm like, no. Sit down, son. Let me tell you why it's a bad movie. And I don't want to be known as that one of the two. I'd rather you be the bad movie hater. They were not great. They had glimpses of greatness in them.
Yeah.
Also, like Viper was real fucking weird, right?
Yeah, Viper was weird, but I was okay with it.
To me, like,
I was okay with that
so
part
many
of it.
Other villains that they should have used in Viper's place.
Yeah.
She was a weird choice.
Yes. Yeah. The character was done pretty well, actually, though. Then the scene with the fucking ninjas and the arrows and shit was cool, too. But, yeah. When he fucking Indiana Jones that in the Crystal Skull, that fucking nuclear blast, like, that was just like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, you're like, okay, guys, calm the fuck down.
And that's out of the comic books. Like, that scene's basically, lifted straight from
canon.
The comic. But, in that instance, like, when you start the movie off and, like, you're warming me up as far as suspension of disbelief, and you start off with, this guy survives a nuclear blast, that's pretty rough, you know?
Yeah, like, what are you going to do that's going to top that makes me think this guy is in peril?
Yeah. So, I guess having a mech fucking chop his claws off is the best way to do that.
I guess. Or, like, put, like, what was it, like, a little virus in him? Or, like, a little thing in him that really receded his healing factor?
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, he's going to get it back. We've seen, we've seen the future of X-Men movies.
Oh, shit, that went fast.
What, are we at 30 minutes?
We're actually at 90 seconds left. So.
Oh, well, we'll get to Booster Gold and Black and Blue Beetle next week then.
Yeah.
And then we'll carry on X-Men Apocalypse talk.
Yeah. I guess the big thing I'd like to see is much more of the like civil unrest.
The character.
You know. Yeah. And there's some cool situations. You can, like, Genosha would be cool. Asteroid M would be cool. You know, so.
Or at least the seed for them.
Yeah. I think they could set the path for that type of thing, though, you know?
Yeah. They've got a lot of
One of the best X-Men villains there is, like, Savage Land, man, and set up Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, Sauron and all them, yes.
Yeah.
The Mutate. Yeah, we've got a whole new world to build, so let's see what they do. Oh, we don't even have a trailer for it, really, do we? Just kind of glimpses in, like, I think the 30-second leak from Comic-Con?
Yeah, and let's face it, at the end of the day, as much as we've hated the past ones, it's X-Men, so we're probably going to be there in the theater, you know?
Yeah. like, because as much as we hated it, we didn't hate it. There were still glimpses of things that we enjoyed, because, like, you know, we can pick them apart and be like, well, if you didn't know X-Men, but we do know X-Men, so we do have connections to these characters that, you know, most people would be like, who gives a shit that the metal guy died? Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, like, we have connections to that metal guy.
Well, awesome. Well, we will we'll pick back up next week with some more X-Men, and then Booster Gold and Blue Beetle, and we will hopefully discover if Fuller's running.
God, I hope so. We need to figure that out. So,
one of these days, we will know. So,
we'll know.
Awesome. Well, until next time, we are out.
We'll see you later, geekers. Bye.